This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Kyle A. Byington, Defendant Appellant, decided February 25th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. 1 in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent v. No. SD 38378. Kyle A. Byington, filed February 25th, 2025, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Bollinger County. Honorable Scott Lipke, Judge affirmed Kyle Byington, Defendant, appeals the trial court's judgment following a jury trial, convicting him of first-degree murder under Power 565 Dalton. 20. Worst defendant asserts that the trial court erred in denying his request to submit a voluntary manslaughter instruction to the jury. Because voluntary manslaughter is not a nested lesser included offense of first or second degree murder, and because the jury's rejection of the lesser included offense of second degree murder demonstrates that there was no prejudice from the failure to give such instruction, we determine 1, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through January 29, 2021, the date of the alleged crime. Defendant was also convicted of abandonment of a corpse under Para 194-425. Defendant does not appeal this conviction and limits his appeal to claims of error regarding his first-degree murder conviction. 2. That the record fails to facially establish substantial grounds to believe that a manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice occurred, and decline plain error review. Factual background and procedural history. Defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence for his first-degree murder conviction on appeal. The relevant facts, viewed in a light most favorable to the verdict, are as follows. 2. Defendant and victim had been in an on-and-off-again relationship for 10 years. Victim would occasionally stay with defendant. After victim's mother did not hear from victim for more than 1 month, victim's mother filed a missing persons report. Upon receiving the missing persons report and information victim may be at defendant's residence, officers obtained a search warrant and defendant's consent to search his property. Officers found bloodstains throughout defendant's property that contained victim's DNA. Officers also found a burial site where they exhumed victim's decomposed corpse. Victim's body had a trash bag zip-tied over her head and ligature marks that indicated strangulation. A medical examiner ruled victim's death a homicide. Victim's death was confirmed to have occurred by strangulation, which, according to expert testimony, would have taken at least 90 seconds. At trial, the state introduced the above evidence along with 3 interviews conducted by police with defendant. Defendant initially denied killing victim, claiming that he last saw victim in late January and did not see her again after she was picked up in a white car by an unknown male. In the second interview, defendant's story changed and he claimed victim killed herself and defendant got scared. During that interview, defendant also said that he could 2C state verse Christison, 50 SW 3D 251, 257, Mo Bonk 2001, 3 have helped victim kill herself. In the third interview, defendant stated that he didn't feel bad for the murder and felt that victim's death was a relief. During his testimony at trial, defendant admitting to killing victim. Defendant testified that on the day of victim's death, he had been drinking with victim when victim attacked him. After the attack, defendant stated that he walked to his mom's house to get cigarettes while victim took a shower. When defendant returned to the house, he and victim got into a pushing match in which defendant grabbed victim, pushed her to the floor, then walked away. When defendant came back into the room, he saw victim on the floor with a dog leash around her neck, taunting him and threatening to kill herself. Defendant testified that he grabbed the dog leash, pushed victim down, and said, "Is this what you want?" Defendant testified that victim did not fight him and became non-responsive. Defendant left the room, and when he came back, he realized victim was dead. Defendant zip-tied the trash bag over victim's head, moved her body to a shed, and then spent 5 hours digging a grave. Defendant testified that he lied to victim's family and led them to believe victim was still alive. During the jury instruction conference, defendant proffered voluntary and involuntary manslaughter instructions, which the trial court rejected. Instead, the trial court instructed the jury on first-degree murder and second-degree murder.